Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief by Rick Riordan. The recording of this book was made possible by a generous donation from the Rotary Club of Southam 2000 in memory of Claire Coburn, who was a valued Rotarian and a much respected GP.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Acknowledgements. Without the assistance of numerous valiant helpers, I would have been slain by monsters many times over as I endeavored to bring this story to print. Thanks to my elder son, Haley Michael, who heard the story first. My younger son, Patrick John, who at the age of 6 is the level-headed one in the family. And my wife, Becky, who puts up with my many long hours at Camp Half-Blood. Thanks also to my cadre of middle school beta testers, Travis Stoll, clever and quick as Hermes, C.C. Kellogg, beloved as Athena, Allison Bauer, clear-eyed as Artemis the Huntress, and Mrs. Margaret Floyd, the wise and kindly seer of middle school English. My appreciation also to Professor Egbert J. Becker, classicist extraordinaire, Nancy Galt, agent summa cum laude, Jonathan Burnham, Jennifer Besser, and Sarah Hughes for believing in Percy. To Haley, who heard the story first. Chapter 1. I accidentally vaporized my math teacher. Look, I didn't want to be a half-blood. If you're reading this because you think you might be one, my advice is, close this book right now. Believe whatever lie your mom or dad told you about your birth.